What up? Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's dig into some tips and some randomness. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where all week long we get in questions, we get in ridiculous questions, and we get in work questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And if you submit questions, you're extremely cool. You just go to jschwedelson.com. There's a button that says podcast, another one that says ask us anything, and put anything you got in there. So let's do the work question first. We got a question in from Bree from Salt Lake City, Utah. What up, Bree? I'm going to Utah soon. Very excited. Way better weather than what's in South Florida. It is grossly hot and humid, so can't wait to get out there. Bree, what do you got? Jay, I need to get more up to speed on the latest stuff going on in my industry and everything in my work life. I'm in B2B SaaS healthcare. How can I do that fast? Well, that's a good question. And there's one very simple thing that you can do. So the best thing that you could do is sign up for a bunch of newsletters, email newsletters. But sometimes it's like a pain in the butt to figure out what newsletters to sign up for. How do you register for them? Where's the link? It takes forever. And I'm going to explain after you sign up for the newsletters what you should do. But the hack of all hacks, which I don't know why nobody does, go to ChatGPT. This is so simple. And you could do this whatever industry you're in. If you're in, you know, direct-to-consumer marketing, if you're in B2B SaaS for healthcare, if you're in a boring, you know, plumbing supply industry, who cares? Doesn't matter. You go to ChatGPT and you put this prompt in. I work in blah, blah, blah. So in this case, B2B SaaS, okay? I work in B2B SaaS and want to subscribe to the best email newsletters from leading companies, smart founders, and modern publishers. I'm looking for tactical insights across go-to-market, product growth, and marketing. Please give me a curated list of high-quality newsletters with the registration links included. That's what you say. Basically, you're going to ChatGPT saying, I need the stuff, which I register for, from brands, from publishers, for whatever. Give me the registration links. It will blow your mind. It will then give you a laundry list of the registration links broken out by buckets for what the email newsletters that you should sign up for. They're all free. It'll say, these are from brands. These are from publishers. These are from founders. This is tactical ones. And then you just sign up for all of them. This takes 10 minutes. Okay, and you could do this for whatever industry you're in, or let's say something you want to learn about. I want to learn about, you know, AI or whatever. Say, what newsletters do I sign up for? Boom, done. Okay, it could not be easier. Now, what I do, you could do this one of two ways. Either make a new email address and have them all the newsletters go to one place, slightly annoying because you're never going to check that email address. Or what I do is I take every newsletter I sign up for and I sign up for a boatload of them. And then I create a filter where all of my newsletters that I sign up for go into a folder, not rocket science. And then I treat the newsletters. It's not like I religiously read these newsletters every day because who has the time to do that? What I do is I have this newsletter folder. Anytime there's something that I'm trying to learn more about, maybe it's, oh, what's new content marketing tips? Oh, what are some AI prompts? What's going on with email marketing? What's going on with search engine marketing? Whatever. I just go to that folder and I search specifically within that folder some keywords and it pulls up the latest information. Because the thing about newsletters that people don't realize is that when people publish them, whether it's a brand, okay, or it's an actual publisher or it's a founder or whatever, there's so much effort. And you know this because you do this with your own newsletter. There's so much effort that goes into those newsletters to curate the best possible information, the latest trends and tactics and stuff that you now have this like search engine within your own email folder of the best stuff. So sign up for as many as humanly possible. And then the secret bonus that you're going to get, you're then going to get drilled with offers from these newsletter lists that you got on. You're like, well, what do I want that for? Because then let's say you're promoting a webinar. All you got to do is go into that folder, write the word webinar, and you're going to see promotions by other people promoting webinars or some content download or whatever. This becomes your own personal search engine for everything in your space. So I love this idea of using ChatGPT to find the registration links for everything that you want to do. Too easy. Come on. All right. Before we get into the ridiculous question, which is always ridiculous, this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Emma from Marigold is their email sending platform. I send out billions of emails with Marigold. You don't like your platform. Why would you like your platform? Everybody does not like their platform. I like mine. And only for listeners of this podcast, 50% off the first 3 months on a trial use of Emma from Marigold, their email sending platform. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/Emma. That's my horribly long name, jschwedelson.com/EMMA. That is the place you're going to find 50% off. You got to check it out. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. We got a question from Stacy from Marlboro, New Jersey. What up, Marlboro? What is your question? Jay, I'm curious, are you okay with Nepo babies in the world of entertainment? Well, that's a pretty ridiculous question. So for those of you out there that don't know, I don't know why you don't know, what's a Nepo baby? Nepo being short for nepotism. A Nepo baby in the world of entertainment or fashion or music or whatever is basically someone that got a big career boost because their parent or close relative are super famous or super well-connected or whatever. Do I have a problem with it? I say no because, and I'll give you some examples of what I mean by all this. I say no for the following reason. I think that, you know, somebody like, for example, Bronny James, he gets a lot of hate. Because, oh, he'd never get in the NBA if it wasn't for his dad being LeBron James. But I don't look at it that way because in a lot of ways, if you're a parent or family member is some wildly successful person, whatever industry, and then you go into that industry like Bronny James did with basketball, you know you're getting a lot of heat for that. And the likelihood of you living up to what they did is almost zero. So you're setting yourself up for a lot of stress, a lot of heartache. But it means you love that thing, you're passionate about that thing, and you want to give it a shot. So I have a lot of respect for people that do that because in certain some ways it's a harder road. And I actually saw, for example, this week, I don't know if you saw this, did you see that three of the Beatles, the kids of the Beatles, are coming out with a song? So John Lennon's son, Sean Lennon, Paul McCartney's son, James McCartney, and then Ringo Starr's son, Zach, something or another. It's not Star, whatever. They're coming out with a song, the three of them. Now, I don't know. That seems like I have nothing against it, but that has a recipe of not being so great. But some of them have been good, right? I mean, look at Miley Cyrus, her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus. She's bigger than Billy Ray Cyrus. That's awesome. Or Enrique Iglesias, amazing. I would argue he's bigger than Julio Iglesias. But then, you know, you have other ones that didn't work out so well. So Kelly Osbourne, from, you know, the Osbournes, Ozzy Osbourne's her dad. She, I remember, did a cover of Papa Don't Preach, the old Madonna song, and that fizzled out really, really fast. I feel bad about that one. The one that I thought was going to be okay was Bob Dylan's son, Jacob Dylan. I don't even remember the Wallflowers, but he came out with a song called One Headlight. That song was awesome. And I'm like, this dude's going to crush it. But I don't know what happened to Jacob Dylan. I have no idea. I have no idea even what I'm talking about, by the way. Anyway, listen, I appreciate you being here. If you want to leave this a review, you would be awesome. I would appreciate you. It actually helps to circulate the show. And what else is going on? I don't know. Be awesome later on. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.